Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
Well, Denise, today we have a special guest in the studio who's going to be telling us about gardening in small containers. But before we introduce her, we have a couple of events that we're going to plug. And they're both happening next weekend. And one of them is the Sunscape course. And I'm sure if you're a longtime listener to this program, you probably know about the Sunscape course. It's an all-day event happening next Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4:30. And our good friends John White and Oscar Messis are going to be a couple of the instructors who are going to be teaching you how to garden in harmony with the desert. And Denise, there's a lot of really good, interesting talks that are involved in that workshop.
You know, there's a lot of great speakers that are going to be at that Sunscape class, as they are every year. And John does a really good job of pulling in together really applicable topics and speakers for a whole day workshop. It is a really great way to spend your Saturday if you want to learn about native plants or xeriscape. We have a lot of folks that come through there that are new to El Paso, new to this area, or even some longtime residents that are looking to transition out of maybe their turf grass, large shade trees into more of a xeric desert adapted landscape. So the topics will be definitely sprinkled all to complement that overall theme. I also think that John will take out the group to the Chihuahuan Desert Gardens, and that's a really great way. The garden is waking up now.
Yeah.
And it's a really great way to be able to see all those plants that you just learned about in the classroom and take a stroll through the gardens.
And if you're a beginner, if you're an advanced gardener, it's for all levels. Everybody's going to learn something. And it's happening next Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 at the Centennial Museum on the UTEP campus. And you can call the radio station for more information or find the information on the Good to Grow page at ktep.org. And the other workshop happening next weekend actually involves our guest for today. It's Jan Petrzelka. She's the president of the El Paso Master Gardeners Association. Jan, welcome to Good to Grow.
Thank you very much for having me.
Well, the workshop we're talking about that's happening next weekend is for gardening in small spaces, more specifically vegetable gardening in small spaces. And there's a plant sale involved. And Denise or Jan, tell us a little bit more about this workshop happening next weekend.
Sure. Well, it's a half-day program. It runs from 9 to 12. It's a fast-paced moving workshop. It's really for people that are interested in growing vegetables. We see a really big trend in that. And a lot of times people that live in the city may not have access to a large area. They have the confines of their own backyard or sometimes even just containers. So this fast-paced workshop is really going to have these building blocks to be able to equip people to take all that knowledge and apply it right into the summer gardens. Because, as you know, we're kind of in a little wet spell for some reason, but you know, our winds are going to kick up, and right after those winds hit, our heat is going to set in. So we have a very distinct window where we need to make sure that we talk about summer veggies and how to get your plants established before that heat sets in, so you can start enjoying those fruits of your labor come mid-June and July.
And so that workshop, again, is happening next Saturday. There's an 8:30 a.m. sign-in, but if you register in advance, we strongly encourage you to do so because space is limited. So the deadline, what are you talking about for a deadline for registration?
Our deadline is going to be March the 26th, and they can certainly register by going online or calling the extension office. That's a great way to be able to reserve your spot. There is a $10 program registration fee attached to that, but it does cover all of your materials, all of the printouts, all of the handouts involved in that. After the whole presentation, what there'll be is there'll be a plant sale. Those plants were grown by master gardeners, and they're selected for their tolerance to our growing conditions. So they're not just common tomatoes that you find anywhere in any box store. They're specifically been proven to be successful in El Paso. So join us for that. All of those proceeds go directly to benefit the Master Gardeners educational programs.
And again, you can find information on the Good to Grow page at ktep.org. We also have the information here at the radio station if you want to give us a call as well. And Jan, I know that some of the crops that I think people are really, really into when it comes to container gardening, I think, is probably herbs. So what are some of the herbs that might be the most popular that you might want to put in a small space, maybe in your kitchen window?
Sure. The most popular herb of all is basil, I would say, by far. It's very easy to propagate, very easy to grow. And because we do a lot of tomatoes and so forth, they also, not only do they pair well in the garden, but they pair well in the kitchen. So that's a really popular one. Thyme, oregano, parsley, of course, is a wonderful one. And so these are grown usually in the Mediterranean. The situation is similar for us here in El Paso. And, of course, we want you to be able to have success as you're planting your garden, your whether it's in the ground or in containers. And these really are some of the easiest things to grow. And so that helps to provide success for you, which makes you want to do it more and more.
So let's talk a little bit about containers. Let's say you're buying a small plant, an herb, a vegetable, whatever, and you are not sure what size container to put it in. Maybe do you want to get a big container for a small plant that might grow bigger, or do you want to start a small plant with a small container and then sort of expand outwards?
Well, I normally go with my herbs with an 8 to 10-inch container. Usually a gallon size works very, very well, and that prevents me from having to do what we call potting up if it gets too big. But when you get to things like tomatoes, they have a really deep root system. They like to be planted very deeply. So I recommend about a 20 to 22 inch pot for your tomatoes. We all tend to look at this cute little plant in the box store or that we've propagated and we see, oh, look how cute that is. And then we don't stop and think about how big it's going to be when it matures. And that really is true with tomatoes, especially if you're planting what we call an indeterminate tomato. They're kind of like the Energizer Bunny and they just keep going and going and going. Determinate ones are not quite as tall. So you want a big enough pot to accommodate those roots and help it, you know. We see what's going on at the top, but there's a lot going on in that pot or in the ground. So you have to be cognizant of that information as well.
And Jen, because we're growing these herbs as annuals and for their leaves, not so much for their fruit, we can also look at maybe how do you want to package them? How do you want to plant those?
Yes, that's a great point, Denise. As I said, there's a riot going on under the soil. So those plants and their root balls are competing for the nutrients and the water, the air, that and those are all three major requirements for any plant, regardless of what it is. So you can pack those in there together, and it's like they're competing, and, oh, I want to get there first. So that really does help the overall health of the plant, not to mention aesthetically. You can put more than one herb in a pot. I like to use a galvanized tub. It's what we call a cash pot. Pot, which is a pot in a pot, and then you can pack it with some mulch around the plants, and it really looks very, very nice. Great place to put them is right outside your door so that you get the wonderful aroma when you walk outside and you can just walk by. And most of your herbs are annuals, with the exception, I would say, of a parsley that's a biannual. But also, as that parsley begins to go, the monarch butterflies really do like it, and
they like
to feed off of that. So I have one that's been in a pot for 2 years. It's huge, and I'm still harvesting from it, but the monarchs get to harvest from it here pretty quick because I'll have to start some new. So there's just all sorts of things aesthetically that you can do, and certainly we encourage you to clip those herbs and take them inside and use them in the kitchen as well.
Is there a particular type of container? Because if you go to any home improvement store, a gardening center, you're going to find all sorts and sizes of containers, and they could be made of ceramic, they could be made of plastic. Is there any that maybe we should avoid, or do you recommend perhaps whatever their individual use might be?
I really recommend in our heat that you, and I won't say not use at all, but to stay away from your heavier pots. Your clay pots retain a great deal of heat. And we don't really need any more heat in El Paso. We have plenty in the middle of the summer. So, and besides that, the lighter weight pots, the plastic, some of the composites are lighter weight, much easier to carry around. One of the great parts of container gardening in general is its portability. I'm a typical female, and I like to move my furniture around, so I do that a lot in my garden as well. As long as I'm considering you have to consider how much sun your herbs want, a good 6 hours of sun a day. So you want to place those containers in an area. where they can get the amount of sunlight that they need. And, of course, that's very true for your tomatoes once you start doing those as well.
Yeah, definitely. And I think there's a lot of versatility out there. There's a lot of, like, faux glazed porcelain yes. pots that are actually plastic or some kind of like mm-hmm. injected plastic. So they're really lightweight, but yet they look pretty on the outside. Because I think that, you know, you want to put them around your patio area where you're going to we're going to be around or Absolutely. Even your outdoor grill and use them in, mm-hmm. and to be able to clip them and use them into your recipes. But just container gardening, just in herbs, just think of it as such a small investment, in my opinion, for really what you're going to get out of. You really compare what you see at the grocery stores and how much they're trying to sell you, maybe a couple of sprigs of basil for $4 to $5.
Absolutely.
For just that investment in a mm-hmm. pot, container, and soil for the season, you can ensure yourself a crop of basil for the entire year.
And there are so many different kinds of basil that are out there. One of my new favorites is called a lettuce leaf basil. And I've gone from making bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwiches to making bacon, basil, and tomato sandwiches. And the taste is just phenomenal. Caprese salad, so forth, those kinds of things. And it's very hearty. Now, your basil will not last past the first freeze because it doesn't like the cold. Anywhere. I don't ever put my basil in the refrigerator. I always put it on the counter in a glass of water. If you've harvested some, you'd be surprised. You go to use it, and all of a sudden your basil sprig has rooted. So you can just take it right back outside and put it in that pot. So it's a really versatile plant.
Great. And I think also it also lends itself, or container gardening, I should say, lends itself to folks that may have limited mobility outside.
Absolutely.
And or children or things where you just don't want to need to make a big investment to have a vegetable garden. But you can also be able to have a different types of planters. And what do you kind of think of different types of planters and having that access?
Oh, I'm a great one for repurposing things, and I'm learning more and more and more. The focal point in my garden is a cast iron bathtub that I have repurposed, and right now it has ornamentals in it. But any of those kinds of things can be used as a container for herbs or vegetables, as long you've got to have drainage. That yeah, I talk about that in my classes often. Without drainage, you're going to encourage root rot, and then you're going to be in trouble and be frustrated. So, and that's where a cash pot will work at. If you want to do one of those beautiful ceramic or ceramic-looking pots, that's fine. But I recommend then that you put, because those don't always come with drain holes, and it's not real easy to drill them. But if you have even one of the black 1 gallon containers from the nurseries or the big box stores, then you can plant that container, that 1 gallon container, and plug that into a beautiful pot that gives that aesthetic value that you want on your patio, and with those herbs sitting next to your grill, and it just all blends together.
Now, speaking of repurposing, I saw on the internet a couple of images of people who have repurposed certain items around their home. Like somebody actually used an old grill as a pot. Somebody used one of those little shoe trees that has the pockets that you put your shoes in.
Yes.
Made out of fabric. I saw those filled with herbs. So you can pretty much stick them in everything.
It's true. For us, the biggest thing on that for the pots would be drainage.
Yes.
That's got to be your number one thing. And location, location, location. Container gardening can be successful in El Paso. You just need a couple of few points to be able to get you there. And this workshop is a great way to be able to set you set for the entire season.
Well, we hope that this interview has encouraged a lot of people to want to attend this Vegetable Gardening in Small Spaces workshop. It's taking place next Saturday, and it's going to be on the east side at the Texas A&M AgriLife Research Center. That's at 1380 A&M Circle. And again, if you'd like information, you can give us a call at the radio station at 880-KTEP or go to the Good to Grow page at ktep.org. Master Gardener Jan Peterzelka, it's been terrific having you on the show, and we're going to have you back because we have way too much to talk about.
Thank you so much, Norma. It's been a pleasure.
I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener's shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.